Welcome back, guys. Welcome to this week's Behind the Scenes, this special episode. This is one near and dear to my heart. We were, Tempest and I, the new partner of our company, we've been discussing, or we will discuss in this episode, should we advertise? Should we monetize this podcast in a manner in which it makes commercials, either before, in the middle, after? Where do we do it? How do we do it? Should we do it? It's a very interesting episode, and judging by the title, you can tell that we decided against it. So now you're going to learn why we walked away from millions. What's our motivation? Are we crazy, or do we have a heart? Let's find out. So welcome to Brick by Brick, the new direction. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr., and I'm going to give you everything I have. I'm going to make an attempt to be completely transparent. I'm going to launch us in a great direction. Maybe a new direction. It's not my intent to change what I've already done, but it is my intent to take it to another level. You see, I have 100 people depending on me. In fact, most of the people that I know personally, their primary income is me. So what do? Well, I feel a call that I'm supposed to build a multi-million-dollar business, but here's the deal. It's not for greed. It's not for money. In fact, I plan to give 80% of that money back. I just know that I'm supposed to do something. If you know anything about me, you know that from 6 to 14, I was homeless. And then I wound up getting adopted at 14 and aging out of Child Protective Services. I'm just trying to give back. And I think I can do it. No, in fact, I know I can do it. I have no doubt in myself. I have no idea how I'm going to do it, but I know for sure that I'm going to do it. So I figured we've been inspiring thousands of people every week about how to be successful. How about I show you the inside, behind the scenes, my struggles, my mess ups, my triumphs. How about I show you all of that? Show it to you well, show it to you transparently. And what's the best way to build your own self and your own business brick by brick than watching me build this brick by brick? So here's where we are. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I believe can happen. Welcome to Brick.
Okay, all right. You there, Brick?
I'm here.
Okay, great, great. So we're going to do another behind the scenes for these guys we're building. I just want to explain a few things. So a lot of times, So we jump from studio to over the phone, and so I guess it could seem weird if you just joined us. So let me explain why, just very briefly. Basically, there's two major reasons why we'll be over the phone. I'm either traveling around Texas because Tempest keeps me busy, or I am either that's pretty true. I mean, you handle my schedule, or we live 50 miles apart. If you're familiar with Texas, which I know all of our listeners, we've just found out we have listeners. How many countries, Tempest?
48.
48. Yeah, 48 companies. Matter of fact, we pull that list up. Pull that list up so you can read them. We'll read them off, but we won't read. We'll do that like towards the end of this episode. And, yeah, so we got listeners in 48 countries as of now, so I know everyone is not in, like, Southeast Texas. But if you happen to be from Southeast Texas or you frequent Texas, Tempest lives on the north side of Houston. I live in Lamarck, which is, like, 13 miles north of Galveston. Basically, she's 50 miles away from me, and so I'm getting ready to head to the office right now to work in the actual office in Galveston. And then, so she's going to be working from home. So those are major, the two reasons, but we have a lot to talk about, and we want to make this very, interesting. And I want to keep us genuine, no matter what happens, no matter how much we grow, we have been growing, and I have Tempest read those ranks for you this morning, but I definitely want to keep us who we are and never change the heart of us. Is that fair, Tempest? Because I don't like changing.
That's fair.
Now, I like evolving, but I don't like changing. I like who I am. I definitely like who I am, that's for sure. Okay, so start us off with the so where are we on podcast as of this morning? Let's be totally transparent. So give us the category rank and then the overall rank. Give them that, and then we'll get started.
Okay, so right now, in the business category, we're ranked number 29. Overall, we're ranked 735.
Okay.
So
700. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Now, then we get to see that. If you know anything about podcasts or something, you know, there's like third parties, and they host them, and they send them to iTunes. So, and as a matter of fact, let's at some point tell people how to start a podcast. Maybe not this one, because I want to keep this one about this one subject we're going to talk about. But mm-hmm. let's do that. Like, right. So basically, this is behind the scenes. You are watching Tempest and I build this from one point to another. And yeah, so we're going to be, that's why you got the ranking. We're trying to be transparent. So we're not top of iTunes, but we're not far. There's like 2 million different podcasts. That may be an exaggerated number. But certainly, there's 200.
So that may be an accurate number.
Oh, wow. Well, then, yeah. See, well, there
you
go.
I don't know, but there's just...
It's a whole bunch. There are, for sure, there's like 200,000 business podcasts. And then we're number 29. So that's a big deal. We thank you. Please continue to like, rate, and comment. All that moves us up, apparently. In fact, if you got websites, we just found out like 2 days ago, if you embed, we had some people embed our podcast on their websites, and we jumped up exponentially. So, yeah, do all that. We thank you for that. Okay, so we were talking, Tempest, but I tell you, hold on, let's save it, because I want to have a genuine conversation. So what were we talking about to put me back on track? And I remember I told you to remind me to bring something up because I wanted your genuine response. So go ahead.
Okay, we can start there. You said you wanted to start doing 3 episodes a week.
Okay, yeah. So basically, and here's why. I don't want to like over, you know, I don't want to inundate you guys with too much information. I don't want to like make it all crappy either. But if we're building it, we're trying to go from where we are to a $1 million company. And again, this isn't, well, you can listen to the intro and find out, this isn't about greed. This is about giving back. And so that's actually pretty cool. Like, we have very genuine and correct motives about this whole thing. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be a millionaire anyway. I mean, you know, God bless anybody who wants to be a millionaire. Nothing wrong with that. You know, go get it. If you can go get it, go get it. But everything flows through this podcast. And we've been, how long have I been saying that, Tippett, that everything will flow through this podcast?
Since the beginning, since like day one.
Okay.
Exactly.
And that's at least a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. And so, and there's a reason why I've been saying that, because I knew this podcast was special, and I understand the medium of what podcast is. I understand how powerful podcast can be. So I want to, as we're building all these companies, that there happens to be one company, I want to stay faithful to what this is. So we need to make this podcast better. It's awesome, but I have some ideas to make it better. Behind the scenes, like this mirror episode we're doing now is part of making it better. So here's my third episode's idea, right? So obviously we have what we already do. Like, I know one of the episodes is Power of Influence, right? So that's
right.
What would you call that? What do we call that? What would you call that aspect of? Because that's how Brick by Brick started. What would you call that, what we do there, that everybody loved and we got top rank for that?
I'd say maybe inspiration, motivation. Like, that was the direction we went in when we first started. Like, that was what we kept saying. You want to motivate, you want to inspire people.
Okay. So let's call that business and leadership motivation, because that's basically what it is. We talk about business and leadership, and you know, I give my thoughts and ideas, what I've either read or what I know for sure about a particular topic, like influence or how to stay in a team or whatever we've talked about all this time. You can go back and do that. Oh, by the way, we're going to be re-uploading season 2, so expect to see season 2 pop up there. And I know it's going to throw off season 3 a little bit, but what I'll do is I'll fix that with upload all of season two, and then we'll, if it stays out of rank, if it doesn't let us reorder it like the way we want it to, we'll delete season three and then put it back up so it can be in a good, nice order for you guys. But we're putting back up season two. Basically, since we said we're going to make it better, I went and bought some more space for podcasts, to be honest with you. That's it. I know it sounds like I'm being so awesome, but no, we were taking down because we weren't paying for storage. But now that we're, you know, I have this idea to take it to a $1 million company, well, you know, you can't do that for free. So if you think you can build a $1 million company for free, stop that. You can't do it for free. So basically, I came up with this third episode because I was thinking about advertising, right? So You tell me, Tempest, should we open this podcast up for advertising, like have commercials and stuff? What do you think? Honest answer, what do you think?
I see the point, but to me, those are a little annoying.
Okay,
so,
see? go ahead.
Like, you know, like when you're on YouTube and you know, I'll need to hear this song, I want to watch this video real quick, and you have to watch this 15-second ad, and all the times you can't skip it, so normally ones that you can't skip are like a minute or something, and by the time the ad is over, you're like, oh, I'm over, I don't even want to watch the video anymore. So, I mean, I get the point, but to me, they're extremely annoying.
Right, but yeah.
So,
I'd
say if they were, like, tastefully placed, then sure. But
okay, so what's tastefully placed?
I don't want to start off, like, listening to an ad. That's what I...
Okay, so you don't want to start off listening to an ad.
Maybe, like, a brief intermission or something in between.
Well, see, I hate that, though. I hate that.
Yeah,
like,
I hate the
I'd
whole
rather,
thing, honestly.
I'd rather start off with an ad, end with an ad, like, hi, welcome to Mark Microsoft, where we have PowerPoint that you can get, I don't know, whatever, you know? But I hate is, like, I hate commercials. Like, I don't even watch cable because, like, or cable TV with commercials because I hate you interrupting. Like, I'm so much of a focus freak, for lack of a better, when I'm focused, don't break my focus, you know? So I hate commercials. I really do.
Yeah.
I hate commercials, yeah. So I hate when they come in the middle of when I'm talking.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
you get
true.
To the good part,
true.
And then you go,
yeah.
Well,
oh,
let's
take a break. Let's see a word from my sponsor.
Like, did you just purposely cliffhang me? No. Like, I feel played when that happens, and I wonder.
Well, never mind. I won't go,
because we're building this company, and we're talking about.
You're right. They come at the wrong time, so I'm a Shonda Rhimes show fan, so it's always like when it gets to, like, the greatest part of the show. And
okay, so who's Shonda Rhimes?
Though?
Everybody doesn't know. Yeah, give everybody who she is, what channel she comes on, and
her show. Shonda Rhimes is the, I guess, creator, writer, executive producer of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, a few years ago, Private Practice, and another show off the map, comes on ABC. So Shondaland dominates your Thursday nights on ABC.
I know all shows
are like that, but that's what I watch. So it's like when you get to the really good part, then it goes to a commercial break. And it's just sometimes it's too many commercial breaks and it's too long. So I get, like, you're connected to the show. Like, you want to hear, you want to be motivated and then be interrupted by a word from our sponsors.
Right. So, and okay, so we have so much to talk about here. Okay. So did we just both decide that we don't like commercials?
We did decide that, but is it about us? What's best for the business?
Well, okay. See. Now let's, okay. Great question. So let's hash it out right now, because whatever we decide is going to be our direction moving forward. Now, since this is a corporate business, if it doesn't work, we pull it, right? And then, because that's the great thing about corporations. If it's not selling, move it, get something else. But So you're right. You asked a great question. Now, that's what we want, but what's best for the business? And let me tell you, well, before I get there, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a stance right now. Let's take a stance. You know, I don't agree with my stance. You're not here to agree with me. You're here
right.
to take a stance. Okay, good. So what's your stance on commercials and or advertising and or whatever?
My personal stance?
Personal. I want your personal, not what's good for the business. Do you personally like commercials and podcasts?
No.
All right. Neither do I. So, here's the deal. So, you asked a great question, though, but it's not about us. It's about the customers. It's about what's best for the business. No, actually, that's not what you said. You said what's best for the business, okay?
Yeah.
Personally, I hate that business model. I hate when people, and this is just me personally, and I may be wrong, and there's an investor out there that's going to go, oh, I just unsubscribed because he's about to say this here. And I'm sorry, but I'd rather lose you, that one investor that doesn't like what I'm about to say, than stop genuinely being who we are. And so the business model I like is do what you love. And if you do what you love, then you'll attract what you need. Like, I like that. Because when you say what's best for the business, you're antithetically or the other side of that argument. So every argument has a thesis and an antithesis or an antithesis. Same thing, tomato, tomato. That means, so basically there's one side of it and the other side of it. So a little bit of history. The Hegelian model says, George Hegel, right? So this Hegelian model says that no side ever wins. There's an antithesis, and then there's an antithesis or antithesis, and neither side wins. What you wind up getting is a synthesis of both the thesis and the antithesis. Let me explain that in a different way. So the Civil War in America, if you know anything about American history, you had one side pro-slavery, one side against slavery. Now, keep all the politics out of it, okay? I'm from the South. Okay, so but if you're from the South, well, it was about heritage. Let's just keep that out of it, right quick. Let's just talk about what I'm talking about. So basically, neither side actually won. The North didn't actually abolish slavery. It seems that way, and the South didn't keep slavery. What actually happened was Jim Crow. Like, that was the synthesis. So slavery was abolished, but there were new laws that still kept people bounded back, okay? So let's take it out of such an emotionally charged issue. Let's bring up another one. Let's see. So you want to go to Taco Bell, you ask your wife, right? I want to go to Taco Bell. Well, I want to go to Jack in the Box. And you can't decide, oh, you know what? These are Texas food chains. Hold on. Oh, I think Taco Bell is nationwide.
Yeah.
I know Jack in the Box is Texas, but yeah, Jack in the Box is in some other states. But so let's go with, okay, I want to go to McDonald's. And give me a national chain, because we got people in different. We're not just in Texas. Give me a national fast food. Burger King. I think Burger King is that. Anyway, I want to go. Okay, I want to go to Burger King. I want to go to McDonald's. Okay, and then you can't decide. So what you wind up doing is you wind up getting a synthesis of the two. Well, since we both said burgers, let's go pick another burger joint, right? So basically, when you say, "Let's go do the business," let's do what's best for the business, you're also saying let's not do what's best for the customers. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's fair. When you say let's do best for the business, you're simultaneously, implicitly saying, and let's not do best for the customers. And so what winds up happening is both sides lose. You wind up not doing what's best for the business, and you wind up not doing what's best for the customers. You wind up finding some medium ground in the middle, and you wind up being average. Even if you make a lot of money, it winds up being average, or it winds up being something in the middle to where people love it, people hate it, but when you average out the numbers, it's just in the middle. And I don't want to do that. So my stance is let's not do traditional advertising. And we're saying a whole lot here because here's the deal. Like, we just totally ruined Tempest. I'm telling you right now, I just ruined some investors because to invest $1 million or $100,000, you kind of want advertising money, like that kind of money from, I don't know, you know, some companies, right? You want advertisers to pay for this. There's a reason why advertisers pay for things. There's a reason why companies use advertisers because they sponsor and they pay. It's a wonderful stream of revenue. So I don't think I want to advertise in that manner. If we don't like it, and see, I believe in the law of attraction, and we're going to have to do an episode on that. I have to definitely explain because everybody in our audience may not know it. I'm definitely going to have to do that on 1 hour business motivation things. So here's what I believe. I believe if we stay happy and if we stay genuine to us and the listeners who already listen to us love us and we stay genuine to us by putting them first, because that's who we are, then everything we'll need will attract. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
Well, that didn't sound like a confident agree. So what are your thoughts?
No, I do. I agree.
Okay. So I think if we stick to what we are, stick to who we are, and genuinely be happy and keep our customers genuinely happy, then we don't have to go get, you know, Microsoft and Apple. And these are great reputable businesses and things like that. We don't have to go do that. In that way, maybe we can get them, but we can find another business model for them, or advertisement. That's not a word. That's not how you make that an adjective. Advertisement an adjective. So put that word there. That model, okay? So we can find a different model. We can make up a model. So here's why I come up with a third episode. I didn't tell you why. Here's what I'm thinking. But we love small business, don't we, Tempest?
Mm-hmm.
And we love to put people on, don't we?
Right.
So what if we don't advertise like that, but instead of advertising in the traditional sense of the word, where we break up commercials, you know, we break up things, how about we add a third episode? This is why I told you to remind me. This is the first time Tempest is hearing this. And we pick small businesses, like just small businesses. And we can put you only have to have a cap on a small business. I don't want to be all legalistic with the small business. I mean, we can say 5,000 people, 5,000 employees in a small business, 5 employees in a small business, or one guy with a laptop, a microphone, and a website is a small business, right? And that's fine.
Right.
That's totally fine. What if we have a third episode to where we interview them and how they're doing well and what works for them? And let them say their business model for about 30 minutes. And here's what I'm thinking. Not only does it promote them, we put all of the info, all their website, we let people contact them. That's a free show. We have thousands of listeners, so they now get the audience they never had. If they have a website, then they can get, you know, global audience, or in this case, yeah, global audience. And it simultaneously promotes the small business owner. And it lets our listeners not just learn from us, but learn from somebody else doing something, because we are doing a type of model that's a business. But we may pick up somebody that's doing like a home cleaning business that's absolutely successful. And some of our listeners, you know what I'm saying? Some of our listeners may be into that thing as well. What do you think about that?
That sounds good.
Excitement.
Yeah, well,
good doesn't work for me. So spectacular, awesome. Well, okay, then. So it sounds good.
Well, that's if we're helping business, if we're helping people start a business, if we're helping, you know, trying to motivate them, then why not show them other people's startup struggles or their successes? So, yeah, that's great. That's great.
Which sticks to the heart of us, sticks to the heart of the show. And it's also putting our listeners first, because now you get to hear other people's struggles or their successes, right? The two. And it's a win-win. Both sides win. The listeners win. Well, actually, three sides win. The listeners win. We win. And whoever we're interviewing wins. Fair enough?
Sounds good.
All right, but see, good doesn't work for me. So here's what I need you to do. So that's a good idea, but I don't like launching good ideas. Well, I do like launching good ideas. However, how can we make that idea spectacular? So it's good, so use your brain, your empathy. You have a great amount of empathy, your expertise. How do we take what I just said and how do we make it amazing?
No, that's perfect. That's a great idea. I'm saying good, but don't think of it as I'm downplaying it. That's a,
no, I'm not thinking
it's
downplaying.
A great idea.
Okay,
What you're doing is a great idea. I said the word good, but I didn't mean it like a low level. It's a great idea. I use good and great interchangeably, so don't get caught up on that word, but I like the idea.
Okay. So two things just popped up in my head. So it is a good idea. You said it's a great idea. So let's open it up. So, guys, when you hear this episode, tweet me at RevTony, WAU, at RevTony, RevTony, WAU. Find me on Twitter. Tweet me and tweet, how can you make this idea for small businesses better? Do that. And we're going to listen to everything you said. And we're going to, like, I'm looking forward to hearing how to make it better. It's great right now. Help me make that spectacular. Because I love when two great ideas clash. And from that great idea, you get the most amazing idea ever invented, you know, for that time. That's amazing. So please, at RevTony, WAU. And yeah, totally do that. And Tempest sees it because Tempest monitors that for, like, we both use that Twitter handle. So it's mine, and she has her own, but then she uses mine mostly. So we kind of back and forth. It's a company Twitter handle. We just kind of set it on RevTony, WAU years ago, like in 2011. So we just never changed it. So RevTony, WAU. Tweet that, we'll make that better. That's one thing. Two, and then so here's the deal, Tim, and then we can even, so the small business people, we can, that could be a source of income, and, you know, we can charge them a small little fee to promote themselves, which mm-hmm. is not a bad thing at all, and we can set fees, not breaking the bank. We do not have to hit people over the head. That's not necessary. We don't have to do that. That's not the model that we need to do. And that's not who we are as a whole, as people. So we can do that. Mm-hmm. And then we can just find, and then every now and then, a lot of every now and then, we'll find somebody very small who can't afford it, and we just let them talk. And then you never know who has a great idea, and we can interview them. And then they can either become partners with us. We can, there's so many different things you can do. We can be like, well, hey, you can't afford to pay us. So I tell you what, you have a website. How about you embed this podcast on your website? That'd be good enough. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we can cut some people some breaks because we have the opportunity to do that. There's always different forms of payment that we can accept from people. But of course, cash is king. It is what it is. I can't stop the fact that cash is king. So, and there's many a business leaders out there right now. You're going, hey, that's a great idea. You know, let's pay for this time slot, this 30-minute time slot or whatever. And it won't be expensive at all. It's just like advertising, just so you get to thousands of people. We can do that form of advertising that promotes small businesses. Small businesses is the backbone of the American economy and should be and the world economy. So, anything you want to add to that, Tempest?
No.
All right, guys, so we just settled it. You will not hear a commercial on this podcast. Now, you will hear commercials on this podcast from things from this company towards the end or towards the towards the end, right? Towards the end of the podcast. We start off with intros and stuff. So towards the end of this podcast, you might hear something like, hey, check out our new show, or hey, check, that's not a commercial, right? Those are announcements. That's something completely different. But what you won't hear is us interrupt your time with feedback because we're trying to get rich. Is that fair?
Yes.
Now, the goal is to get rich. The goal is to get rich. But we're going to trust in the law of attraction. We're going to trust in you, customers, to spread the word, to force us. Basically, we're going to take the Truett Cathy method. Truett Cathy did this shit back when Chick-fil-A was first started. There was this effect. Let me stop. Everybody pay attention to me. I'm about to rock your world. We're going to take the Truett Cathy approach. Back when Chick-fil-A was first started, there was this company that became this massive competition. I remember it. I'm old enough to remember. I'm 34, so I'm old enough to remember it. It was Boston Market, I believe the name of it. And they were doing everything better. The story goes, and it's a true story, Truett Cathy is listening to his board members, and they're complaining, or they're scared, and they're going, you know what? Well, how do we do this? We need to get bigger. And it comes a time in your life where you absolutely have nothing to prove, or you're just wise beyond your years. And from what I understand, Truett Cathy slammed his hand on the desk and said, listen, guys, I'm tired of hearing about you bicker about us getting bigger. We don't have to do that. If we get better, our customers will force us to get bigger. And that's the model we're going to follow. We're not going to focus on getting bigger, get bigger bank account, get bigger audience, get bigger, 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 bigger. We're going to focus on getting better. And we're going to put our trust in you, the listener, to rate, comment, listen, to share, to email, to invest, to email, whatever it is. If we get better, genuinely get better, heart, soul, mind, just better. And Tempest, I suggest that we make this our business model moving forward. If we get better, the thousands of listeners that we have will become 500,000, will become millions, and they'll force us to do things to get bigger. What you think?
That sounds perfect to me.
Well, then we did two great things today. Then we got call this one. We'll call this one. Should we advertise? Should we call it that? Behind the scenes, should we advertise? Or, or behind the scenes, while we won't advertise, while we won't.
That's too long. Should we advertise?
Okay. Oh, why we turn down millions? Because that's basically what we're doing. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Ooh, that made my heart beat fast when I just said it out of my mouth while we turn down millions. Ooh. Yes, let's name it that. God, that hurt. man, I'm so sorry. This is a genuine reaction. It's to say why we turn down millions makes my head flutter. But I believe we should. And I feel good about it, though. I feel good about it because there's more than one way to get to a $1 million company. And I believe we shouldn't put what's best for the business first, what's best for the listeners first. We have an issue, and everybody's targeting a certain listener, but we have a listener that's been forgotten about. And I think we should cater to them. I know that for sure. We should be one Harvard business scholar. I'll bring him up in an episode. Can't remember his name right now, but we'll have a whole episode about him. He calls it a disruptive, innovative company, and that's what we should be. I'll expound on that in a later date time, but yes, that's what we should do. Let's focus on our customer. And let's focus on getting better, then we'll get bigger. What you think of this?
Sounds great.
Man, I really love this behind-the-scenes stuff. This is cool. This is actual. We've never had this conversation. This is an actual direction we're going to go in this. So we're going to have 3 episodes a week. We're going to have our business and leadership when we give you tips. Then we're going to have the behind the scenes where you're going to hear us stumble. Matter of fact, this may be a good idea, or this may be the worst idea we've ever had. We won't know it until we try. And then if it doesn't work, if it doesn't work, you will hear about it, because I'm going to have to come back on here and go, wow, Tibbs, I really thought that was going to work, but people hated it. We can't, investors are leaving. Wow. I'm going to have to say that if it doesn't work. But if by chance people are actually good, if by chance you're willing to actually invest in somebody you believe in, if by chance the law of attraction is real, if by chance the key to having what you want is the key of being happy and genuine in yourself, then I won't have to have that conversation, because the only conversation we'll have is we just broke the business model and became something amazing. And we did it not because we put the business model first, not because we put our bank accounts first, but because we put you, the listeners, first. Anything you want to add, Tempest?
No.
Okay. Sweet. Good. So, guys, please rate, comment this podcast. Like, embed us on your website. There's go. Get the embed code. Hit both of us up as again, D and Tempest, both monitor. And not just monitor, we are very active on this Twitter. Matter of fact, we haven't even used Twitter the way we should, so we don't, like, go. Get us to, like, 20,000 followers. We only have, like, 1,000 or something right now. So go, jump on there. And Rev Pony, W-A-U, at Rev, R-E-V-P-O-N-Y, W-A-U. Send us thoughts, send us comments, and whatever that question was I asked first. Oh, how to make that idea better. Please comment on that after you hear this episode. We would love for you to tell us how to make the small business, the people with the small business, no matter how small, maybe you're somebody that wants community, no matter how small your business is, or no matter how large your small business, we would love to have you. And I think this model would work. I think this is a great platform for regular people to get extraordinary or extra regular opportunities. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate you. I might have come up with a tagline for behind the scenes, but I always love positive vibes. And Tempest, we really need to rename this company. So we'll do that in another behind the scenes. Thank you guys for coming out. Keep smiling. It looks good on your face.